Aleishu, Chelik Beis, Tav, Kuf, Pei. The second chapter, HaKlal Yisrael Nihiyah Le'amre Yadei Bitachoyin. Klal Yisrael becomes a unique nation through Bitachoyin. Segulazu Shel HaKlal Yisrael, the segula that's mentioned by the Rosh. We saw that a few pages earlier, Tav, Kuf, Ayin, Zayin, where the Rosh says that Bitachoyin is what makes Klal Yisrael unique. Ba'al Yidei Gilui L'Rishonah B'Yitzias Mitzayim B'Ki'as Yom Suf Uv Matan Torah. It was manifested in Yetzias Mitzrayim and the splitting of the sea and Matan Torah. Beinehem, between these events, ba parashas Haman, we have the description of the man, shebahu amdu al nisayin bo'una bitachon yom yom b'meshach 40 shana. The man was a daily nisayin in emuna bitachon for 40 years. Kan nis'amek b'shnei ha'gilim shel segulas ha'klal Yisrael. We're going to delve into these two revelations of the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael, mibelili kanesli in anisi, and we're not going to discuss the mon. Al yitzias mitzayim amu chazal. Chazal say in the Mechilta, kedayu ha'amana she'eminu bi she'ekra lehem esayam. That trust that they had in me is sufficient, it's worthy for me to split the sea for them. Shelo yamru leMoshe, heyach anu yetzim laMidbar ve'en biyadenu michel aderech. They did not complain to Moshe. They didn't say to him, "How can we possibly go out into the wilderness without any provisions?" Ela he'eminu ve'yatzu achem Moshe. They trusted in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. They followed Moshe. Alehem mefurash baKabbalah. Regarding that, we have psukim in Yirmiyahu Navi. Halo yech v'karas agar and proclaim to Klal Yisrael, "Zochati lach chesed neuraich ve'ahavas klulosayich." Hashem said, "I remember the chesed of your youth, the love of our wedding, lechteich acharai b'midbar b'eretz lo zira, the fact that you followed me into the wilderness, into a land without provisions. Lifnei kriyas yom suf nemal Yisrael, before the sea split, Bnei Yisrael were told, b'moishe b'shalach, Hashem yilochim lechem v'atem tacharishu. Hashem will wage war for you. You will keep quiet. She'ein kan tzorech afilu b'sfilah. Even tefillah wasn't necessary over here. And similarly, Ulmoshe Rabbein Alav Hashalom Amar Hashem, Ma Titzak Elai, the Baal Ben Yisrael V'Yisau. What are you calling out to me for? Just speak to them and let them travel. And Rashi, this is in the word, Elai, Alai Hadavar Talui V'lo Alecha. It depends on me, this matter, not on you. Zoi HaPam HaYechida She'anu Motzim B'Torah. This is the only place in the Torah that we find Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Gila She'ein Shem Makom L'Tefilah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu reveal to Moshe, there's no room for Tefilah over here. Hagra kasav al zeh, the Goyin comments, ki kriyas yam suf aysa gilui shel hanaga gvoiha ad me'oid. Kriyas yam suf was a revelation, was a manifestation of such a high level of hanaga, asher atefilois shelanu inan megi'ois ili haklal. Atefilois don't reach it, it's beyond atefilois altogether. Zoi ha'anhaga shenikes bivikas avois eil elyoin. It's the hanaga which is mentioned in the Amidah, in the first bracha. Dibarno ze bimkome, we've mentioned this before, previously on Daf Shin Ein Vav. Zoi hanhaga meviya me'avois ha'kidoshim ad ha'geula achrina. It's that conduct of Hashem that goes all the way from the avois to the ultimate geula. U'mahusahi lema'an shemoi. Its essence is lema'an shemoi. Kemo shekasuv, like the Novi Yeshaya says in Perek Memches, lema'ani, lema'ani e'eseh. Kloima lema'an gilui kvoidoi ba'ilam. In order to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, וגילוי זה הוא האהבה הגמורה של הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל. That revelation of Hashem in the world is his revelation of his total love for כלל ישראל. לקרס הנהגה זוי, לשתתגלה, אין מקום להספלל. There's no room to daven for that הנהגה. כי היא באה בעיקרה לגלוי שמו יכבודו יסברך בעולם. Its essence is to reveal הקדוש ברוך הוא in the world, וממילא תהיה בזה ישועת ישראל, and automatically to bring about ישועה. Thus far it's clear. Hagoin Rav Chaim medaber benefesh Chaim al Kiyas Yam Suf. Rav Chaim Volozhin speaks about Kiyas Yam Suf. Im dvarav nishmas lichoira nima'aches mizeh sheshamani me'agro. His words seem to be very different from what we saw above from the Goin. Zeh l'sheni. Bikriyas Yam Suf amar hu yisbarach l'moshe ma titzak elai daber el bnei Yisrael v'Yisau. Hashem said to Moshe, "What are you calling out to me? Speak to bnei Yisrael, let them travel." Ritzono lomar de bedidhut al yamilsa, meaning that it depends on them. Hashem was saying to Moshe, it depends on them. Shim hema yu betokef emunah v'bitachon. If they reach the peak of emunah and bitachon, v'yisu, and they travel forth, haloich v'naso el hayam, into the sea, סמוך ליבם ולא יראה, with a trusting heart, then מעצם ביטחונם שוודאי קורה היום לפניהם, from that strength of ביטחון, that the sea will split, אז יגרמו על ידי זה ישררוס למעלה, through that display of ביטחון, that will cause things above, שיעשה להם הנס ויקה לפניהם, that the nes will happen. This is in Shah Aleph Pektes. דברי הגאון רב חיים נראים כסיסרים את מה שכסף הגרוע. It seems that he's contradicting what the Gaon says above. כי התפילה אינה מגעס להנהגה העליונה. The tefillah doesn't reach that supreme הנהגה. Whereas הגרח כסף כאן כי בדיד הוא טליה מילסה. The grach says explicitly, it depended on them. הרי כי חיין מעשה אדם גרם. Their actions did have an effect over here. והנה ידוע כי הגרח היה תלמידו המובהק של הגרח. We know that רב חיים מוולוז'ין was a תלמיד מובהק of the Gaon, וכל דבריו מבוססים על היסודי של רבו הגדול. His words are based on the foundations laid by the Gaon, ולא ייתכן שחולק כאן על הגרח. It's very difficult to say that he disagrees so sharply with the Gaon. לכן אנו חייבים להבין דבריו, we have to understand שהם באים לפרש דברי הגרח ולא להסתוס. He's actually coming to explain the Gaon's words, not to contradict them. And taking that approach, lefiz enamud kan al yisoid gadoil. There's a fundamental idea over here. Likras hanes shel kriyas yimzuf. In preparation, in going forth towards this miracle of the sea splitting, lo haya makom lisfila. Indeed, there was no room for davening, as the Gaon says. Aval makom shatefila eina magas lesham habitachon magi elav. But that place, that supreme place where tefillah even doesn't reach, bitachon does reach. And that's what the Rav Chaim was speaking about. It doesn't say about tefillah. He keeps on speaking about toikef ha'emunah v'bitachon. Kol hatzlachos sheba'olam tzerichos tefillah. Every success in the world requires tefillah. V'rak l'neis gavoya ki kriyas ha'emsuf ein tzorech ve'en makom l'tefillah. It's only for a supreme miracle like the splitting of the sea. There's no room. There's no need for tefillah. That supreme level is reached only through bitachon. And so it was. The pasuk says in Beshalach, and Chazal comment in Shmoyis Rabba, Pekhaf Aleph, Im hayam la bayabasha, im bayabasha la besechayam. The verse seems to use these terms interchangeably. Yam yabasha. What the pasuk is teaching us is that the sea didn't split while they were on the beach. They came into it. They were deep into the sea. It was the sea, and then it became yabasha. Along the same lines, the leader of Shevet Yehuda went into the sea. Regarding him, the pasuk says, the water is reaching my soul. It's right up to my nose. I cannot stand. I'm drowning. It's only then that Moshe was told to split the sea. So it was through the bitachon, not through the tefillah. Elsewhere, the Gaon writes things that fit in precisely with Rav Chaim, בפירוש על שיר השירים פרק בייס, פסוק י' ד'. The pasuk says, יוינסי בחגבי הסלע, my dove in the cracks of the boulders, בסיסר המדרגה, הראיני אס מראיך, show me your appearance, השמיעיני אס כדך, let me hear your voice. That's a pasuk. And the Gaon comments, על דרך שמו חזל, this is along the, in the same vein as what חזל says, שיסל עד שלום הוא בים, Bnezel, before they crossed the sea, hayinim shalim li yina shebaracha me'anetz. They were compared to a dove escaping from a falcon. Uvaracha bin kikei asela, and it found what it thought was refuge in the cracks of the rock where the bird of prey could not get it. But then v'ra'asa nachash likasa. Then it sees that there's a snake there. Ve'en amanois. So there's the falcon on the one side, the snake on the other. V'chein hamitzrim yorodufim acharehem. So too, they were stuck between the midstream and the sea. Vezeu beseiser hamadrega. This is the deeper meaning of what the pasuk says. This pasuk in Shir Hashirim, the hiding place. Shelo ayale makom lisaser. They had nowhere to escape. Vayitzchim lastir atzmam gam yilemala. They had to hide themselves also from above. Meaning shayasa shel mitzrayim lochem imayim yilemala. The sa shel mitzrayim was waging war against them. At that point, Hashem said, "Harini es mareich, Show me your appearance. Perush, harini oyn seyni chad. Show me that you can withstand one final nisayon. As I've already seen you do, presumably referring to leaving Mitzrayim without provisions, at that point, that's the initiation of the Nisayon. Speak to Bnei Israel, let them travel into the sea. Miyad kofatz Nachshon l'sir hayam, v'Yisrael acharav. So Nachshon led the way, he jumped in, Yisrael acharav, ad shebo maim ad nofesh, until the water was right up to the nostrils. Uv'oyesah sh'amru ha'yishe'eni, that's when we have the pasuk that we mentioned above, v'yishe'eni elikim, v'amar kadosh mo l'moshe harem matecha. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, well, lift up your staff. Harem eforash kan be'agat smo, so here we see what we saw above in Rav Chaim, we see it in the words of the Gaon. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu ratza she'yamdu b'nisayon shel bitachon. He wanted them to withstand a foul nisayon of bitachon, v'hein hein ha'devarim. It's what we're saying all along. Tefila einah magi'a lehanhaga gevoya mizgala mikiyas yam suf. Tefila doesn't reach that supreme hanhaga, which is revealed in a great miracle like Yam Suf, v'rak bitachon hi ha'achana ilay. It's only bitachon which is the prerequisite and the preparation for it. Hinenu omdim kal ramimus midas bitachon. It goes without saying that what we're describing over here is the supreme heights of the midah of bitachon. V'kama rechukai me'adiburim shekitanei me'ach. How distant is this? How distant is this from the speech of Ketanei Moyach, of small-minded people, Hashekli midei pam ad heicha lases ishtadlus umatai linkoit bevitachoin, they weigh up how much to do and where to take the path of bitachoin, or where to do ishtadlus, v'ine in chelek liktanus bevitachoin. Yosemi Pashutu, it's more than obvious. It goes without saying, Shalei medubar kan bekfitzam mevoheles l'sechayam. We're not talking over here about a panicked jumping into the sea. They're just panicking and irrational and like lemmings over the cliff, rushing into the sea. Merov pachad bifnei paroi, through terror of paroi amiskarev, or merov yispa'alus midvar Hashem shamay leminso, out of some irrational exuberance because of Hashem's word who told them to travel. It's not like that. Umatoiv la'inu b'gamara seitan al b'mila'a. That Gemara above that we mentioned in Maseches Seitan, it's good to look in detail in that Gemara. Shaya sham din udvarim ben ha'shvatim yikpoitz tichela. There was a whole discussion. There was there were negotiations between the shvatim. Who's going to go first? Ki lo'y mi'ispa'alus kafetzu ele mitoch yeshuva das davka. This was not irrational exuberance. It was through Yeshuva Das. What was the power that allowed them to enter the sea? Chazal says in Bereshis Rabba, Perek Mem Daled, Amirasoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ke'ilu hi asuya. A statement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's as if it's done. You can take it as it's done. As an aside, I would mention that in Tanakh, one finds the Rishonim comment that often prophecies are mentioned in the past tense, and the commentators say that it's because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it, it's as if it's done. So even though it's a prophecy about the future, it's expressed by the prophet in the past tense. And this is, I think, what this midrash is saying. Hashem's speech, his statement, it's done, it's given. Ba'alei bitachon chayim im dvar Hashem. So ba'alei bitachon live with the word of Hashem, shehu kvar ma'aseh. So they knew the sea is going to split. Zoi segula b'nishmaseh shel klal Yisrael. This is a segula, again, to the words of the Rosh. This is something unique to klal Yisrael. Ma'ala elyona, this is a supreme level. Hayodas rak derech ha'as lefanei, that knows one path. V'hi, his masrus mukhletes l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, a total devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeshnan kama medegos b'nefesh adam Yisrael. Of course, there are many levels in the soul of a Jew. Uvchulan, in all of them, bar the last one. Shetei derechim lefanav, ve'alav livchoy ben toiv v'ra. There are always two paths, and the person has to choose between good and bad. And this happens on many, many levels. There's always a choice. Chutz me'amadrega elyona, there's one final supreme madriga, she'aleh anu mispalelim b'hakafa ha'shelishis b'ishan ha'rabah. In the third hakafa ha'shan ha'rabah, we say about it, yechida liyachidcha, we mentioned the Yechida. Yechida hi madrega she'ein oy lifnei adam shetei derachim. It's a level where there are no longer two paths. Ki hu yis'ala kol kach b'avedah, so the person has risen so far in his avedah, she'ara ma'us umvutal be'inav besachlis. There's no longer the incorrect choice. It is so despicable in his eyes, there's only one choice. We mentioned this before a number of times in the context of Yom Kippur. We said there are five tefillos, and each corresponds to one level of the neshama, nefesh, ruach, neshama. And we said that ne'ilah corresponds to yechidah. Ne'ilah, a person gets to beyond the level of Eitz Hadas, Teivara. It gets to the level of yechidah, which is the level of Eitz HaChaim. They're no longer two paths. Onwards, aleinu mispalim. It's on for this level that we daven yached levaveinu le'ahavo yirei shemecha. We want to get to the stage where it's one. Ve'im nagei lechach, lo yinevesh le'olam voed. If a person reaches that level, then there's no longer busha. A person is no longer going to be disappointed, embarrassed, humiliated by his failures. B'madriga zoi na'utza bitachon. Bitachon is rooted on that level. Uva'asher zoi ha'madriga ha'ilyona b'nishmas adam Yisrael, seeing that that is the very supreme level in the neshama of a Jew, he mesugeles l'orer ha'anaga ha'ilyona shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is because it's the supreme level in the Jew's neshama, it is also, it corresponds, it's parallel, it is able to stimulate the supreme hanaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shememena b'haneh shel Ki'as Yam Suf, from which come the most supreme and extreme nisim. This is the explanation of the words of the Gaon and Rav Chaim that we cited above. We begin with the words of the Rosh. Bitachon is unique to Klal Yisrael. It is something that is unique to Klal Yisrael. Yeshnam chasidei umo Yisraelam. There is a concept of chasidei umo Yisraelam for sure. Ve'yesh le'umo Yisraelam ma'amikim gedolim uvalei maaseh. They also produce great deep thinkers and also Baalei Maase, people who accomplish. Baalei Yechidah Liyechidcha Ein Lahem. That Yechidah Liyechidcha they don't have. HaBitachon Abba Memedaga Zo Yisgula Sesel Kol Ha'amim. That Bitachon that comes from this level is a unique property of Klal Yisrael. In brackets, Yehuyan B'Maharal B'Ntiv HaBitachon B'ma Shekasav B'Hadim Nechois Chavtes. What he writes there on the Gemara Nechois Chavtes B'Nyan B'Tchu V'Shem Adei Ad V'Sham Mevoak Kedvarim. You'll see that he says what we're saying over here. That's Ki'as Yam Suf. Base. B'ma'amad har Sinai lo yishalu she'eloi smatiyena mitzvez she'akadosh bu yiten lahim. At Ma'amad har Sinai, we don't find that Klal Yisrael asked any questions as to the nature of the mitzvois that Hashem would give them. Kafetzu ve'amru kol ashedi be'Hashem na'aseh ve'nishma. Whatever Hashem spoke, we shall do, and then we shall understand in Parashas Mishpatim at the end. Furthermore, Chazal say, "Keshenigla Hakadosh Baruch Hu liten Torah liYisrael, lo yal Yisrael bilvad nigla ela al kol haumois." He offered the Torah so to speak to the other nations. We know this famous midrash. But Techilah lach livnei Esav amar le mekablim atem es haTorah. He offered the Torah to bnei Esav. Amru li mak zivba. What's in it? Amar lem lo yisir tzach. Amru lo, they said back, "Kol atzma shel oisan anashim avim ritzechu." We come, our ancestor. Esav is a reitzach. Shneimav yadayim yaday Esav. Val kach yivtichoy aviv Yitzchak promised him. Shneimav alchar bechot yichyeh. You will live by your sword. We can't accept it. This is from the Sifri in Parshas Vezaz Bracha and also Yalkut Shem Inyan Parshas Vezaz Bracha. Vechach bechol goy nimtzah ezo midah shimnegedes latira. The midrash goes on. You look at other goyim, other nations. They had some midah which was fundamentally opposed to the Torah Shalaya Bekocham Lekablah, therefore they didn't have the strength to receive it. Avim Esav Vashal al-Bechor, regarding Esav, their progenitor, Esav already asked regarding the Bechorah, Mati Vashel Avidazeh, in his negotiations with Yaakov Avinu for the Nazid Adoshim. He wanted to know, well, what is this Bechorah? Omalu Yaakov Kama Zahroiz Vanashin Umisas Tuin, but Yaakov said, it's a very serious matter. If a person doesn't do the Avodah correctly, there are serious consequences. If it's going to lead me to da, well, what do I need it for? And he sold his Bechorah in Parshas Teludais. Klal Yisrael didn't ask these questions. They jumped, they jumped into the sea of Torah. They said, Naaseh, then Nishma. Al ze anu imrim, we say in the Brachois, for the Shema Avinu Malkeinu, Ba'avur avoisenu shebotechu v'cha, for the sake of our forefathers who trusted in you, v'telamdeim chokeichem, and then you taught them the laws of life, of the Torah, ken techoneinu uslamedeinu. Gam ze haya bitachoin ba'kadosh Baruch Hu. That too was an expression of bitachoin, shelo ya'amis aleim mitzvay shelo yichulu amoid ben. They trusted that Hashem would not burden them with mitzvahs that they would not be able to withstand. They knew, they trusted in Hashem, it would be reasonable. And in this context too, we find that this is a supreme level in the Neshama of a Jew. A famous Gemara. When they said these words, Na'aseh v'nishma, a large number of malachim, they gave every Jew two crowns. Echad keneged Na'aseh v'echad keneged Nishma. One corresponding to Na'aseh, one corresponding to Nishma. Rashi, Shnei keserim, two crowns, miziv shechina. Of course, we're talking about something literal. You don't have a crown on the head. It means the splendor of the Shechina. Tosfos, shnei keserim shel hoidayu, two crowns of splendor, hoid. Lefichach keshenetala Moshe koran oyer panav. When Moshe removed it, his face shone. Keserim ele, and again he puts it in inverted commas. We're not talking about something physical. Hey madriga ilois, they refer to the supreme level. In Nefesh HaChaim Shar Aleph, Tes Zayin, he reveals a tiny bit more. Over them hovered this light of the Shekhinah, like the breath of Hashem over them. This is the secret of these crowns. They earn this level in accepting the Torah through complete bitachon in Hashem. Mibli lishel ma kasuv ba, what's in it? Zoy shuv segulas Yisrael kol amim. Once again, this is a unique property, characteristic of Am Yisrael. Ha'inyan misber oid b'mshech ha'sugya hi. The concept is elaborated upon in the continuation of the Gemara in Shabbos Peches. Again, a very famous passage. Ha'hu tzedeki dechazyeh lerova dekamayen bishmata. Etzdoki saw Rova, who was engrossed in learning. The Yasva Etzba'asa did deh to say Kiro'ei. Rova was sitting with his fingers under his thighs, it seems. The Kamay Etzba'u v'kamebaan Etzba'asa Edamay. The pressure on the tips of his fingers was so great that at some point there was some blood that came out. Omalem, when the Etzdoki saw this, he said to Rova, Ama Peziza, you hasty nation. You put your mouth before your ears. In other words, you said Na'aseh before you heard Nishma. You're still so hasty. First you should have heard. If you found it reasonable, then you should have accepted. We who walk in wholesomeness, Ksivbon about us, the pasuk says, "Tumas yesharim tenchem." They are led, they are guided through the wholesomeness, the toim, the straightforwardness of the yesharim. But hanachin she you people, the sagan be'alilusa, you walk in crooked ways. Ksivbo veselef bogidim yishdem. Exactly the opposite. The explanation is as follows. Atzedakid imar shekiblu es haTorah bivhilus umitoch hispalus. He imagined that they accepted the Torah, again, in a state of agitation, in a state of irrational exuberance. Lachein lo yishalu makasuba. And therefore they omitted, they failed to ask what's in it. He thought it should have been more moderate and more calculated. Rova said to him, it wasn't behilus. It wasn't that we were panicked or in a state of agitation. Not at all. Tmimus v'yashus. What was there was a wholesomeness, an uprightness. These are midos that bring to bitachon. These are the midos of the exalted nature of the soul of Klal Yisrael. Achein amal haTorah neirah. Amal haTorah is awesome. But those who toil in it are guided by this wholesomeness and straightforwardness. And there's a light upon their path. Rova himself is the best proof of this. He's perhaps the most commonly mentioned. Amoira is no sugya that way. He does not reveal hidden treasures. We've mentioned the words of the Kuzari, Aleph, Lamed, Zayin, and elsewhere. Klal Yisrael is a fifth fundamental category in existence. Over and above, Doimem, the inanimate, Tzoymeach, the plant kingdom, Chai, the living, Medaber, human beings, and then Klal Yisrael. Every one of these categories has a particular force. The plant kingdom, it has the force of growth, which the inanimate kingdom doesn't have. There's something, whatever it is exactly, that makes plant grow. They're alive and they grow. Hachai koach chayus, living animals are beyond that. They have something beyond what plants have. Hamedaber koach hadibur, medaber, human beings, they have speech, they have intellect. Im haklal yisrael usug chamishi, as the Kuzari says, klal yisrael is a fundamentally different category. Mawa koach hamamid o yisoy. It can't be intellect and speech. That's possessed by every human being. Hare ze tzrich liyaskoach mechudash she'inu be'arba'a kodmim. It has to be something unique. לפי דברי הראש שנזברו כאן, according to the Rosh, which we've explained over here, נבין כי הכוח המעמיד של הכלל ישראל הוא הביטחון. That fundamental force that characterizes כלל ישראל is ביטחון. הוא סגולס ישראל לכל העמים. It is the unique property and treasure of Israel over and above the nations. עד כאן.